What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, it's happening.
Get
oh my God, I feel so good about myself. Everything's going to be okay in the world, you guys.
That's right. Let it all go away.
It's our safe space. Yeah.
Will you get into my shame hole with me?
Can we just hide in this until 2020? I don't even know what year it is right now. 2021?
Math is now irrelevant in the new regime.
Oh, no, numbers don't mean anything. It's just about Nick, bounce houses, and Chardonnay. Chapter's roses to your world.
Oh, my dick's out of my pants again.
Precious treasures. Hello. Hello, world.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arda Marine. I feel like we all need some healing this week, and no matter what your political beliefs are, this is a safe space. This is a safe space, and we all want to just come together and heal. We have a very special guest with us. She's been on Will You Accept This Rose before, but I was in Chicago. I did not meet her in person.
Yeah, our voices just touched.
And our voices touched like two angels or like two humans in a bounce house.
Yep.
Kirsten Vansnes.
Yep.
She is on Criminal Minds with
Yay.
Our Secretary of State, Padgett Brewster.
That's
Kirsten,
right.
It's so nice to meet you in person.
It's so nice to be here.
We just love having you on. I mean, thank you for your support of the podcast.
Oh, my God. I can think of nothing more. After fighting for my rights and the rights of others, just take a step back in time.
Yeah.
Back
yeah.
To,
yeah. Yeah. Where everything was safe.
When women were objects.
Yeah. Just to know that, like, I can keep a foot in both worlds.
You know what? Things are so good. You might need to lean in a little more.
I can't believe as women we're allowed to be around a table.
We have Rob here. We have Rob here.
Well, I think as long as you have these phallic things so close to your face, it makes it okay.
Yes.
Are you okay, Erin?
We back?
Are we back?
Did I do something?
Are we all right?
It's your cable.
Okay,
here
we go. Everybody? Okay, everybody.
Okay.
Then we also have with us my... Are you all right? You can't hear.
I can't.
Oh, man.
Okay, wait. Just jiggle it. Just jiggle it.
That's what all the ladies say.
I hope they don't cut this out. I hope this stays in.
Okay, then we have my. Do you have anything you wanna promote coming up?
You know, it's funny you should say that. There's a play I wrote that's gonna come out in a week.
Where?
At Theater of Note in Hollywood.
What is it called, my love?
It's called Mess.
Wow, Mess!
That's
all
so
right.
Exciting.
What is the run? What are the dates that it's running?
It is going to be running Thursday through Sunday. There's two shows on Saturday and two shows on Sunday. You can find all the information at theaterofnote.com.
Well, not only are you a beauty and you are a Bachelor fan and a podcast fan, you are a playwright. So congratulations.
That's so exciting.
Oh, guys.
Across the table from me, we have a woman who really, I have brought it down with on a few dance floors across the nation. Mm-hmm. She is one of my very best friends. I respect her. I love her. You might know her as Erin Foley. Aaron. Yay. How are you, Aaron?
Just thrilled to be here.
Yes.
I'm very excited. I loved the episode, and I was itching to talk about
oh my God.
The hot messes.
It is a mess.
It was a mess, and I loved every second of it.
Do you have any upcoming gigs that you want to talk about?
This Saturday, I'll be at the Grey Eagle in Asheville, North Carolina,
ooh,
8 o'clock, January
fun.
28th.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
Okay, great. All right, yeah. The Grey Eagle.
Yes, and I'll be talking about how ladies have a couple rights left.
Yeah.
And let's use them.
What's up with the period, ladies? Oh, I got my cramps.
Why you be shopping?
Hey. Bitch be shopping, yo. And to my left, God, I get so nervous every time he's here. The 2017 Bachelor of the Will You Accept This Rose podcast of the year. He's also on Supernatural, and he has a show called
Kings of Con.
Rob Benedict.
Yay! Yes, thank you so much. And I'm just a normal person.
No.
It's me.
Has it changed your life being the Bachelor of the podcast?
It has. It's changed it a lot. I feel like people are looking at me different.
Yeah.
Everybody knows.
Do you feel like a sex object? Is it so
a
awkward?
A little bit. I love it.
I want you to know that I'm here for the wrong reason. And that is to talk about my new hair that looks just like Goldie Hawn and Overboard.
Killing it, Arden. Thank you so much.
My name is Arden Marine. I will be this weekend at Sketchfest San Francisco. I have like 5 really fun shows. I think there's still some tickets left, so please come out and see them. And I just want to say, boy, what a weekend. I spent the weekend in Dallas. I did some stand-up in Dallas, and it was a very strange. On the day of the Women's March, I got felt up by a 65-year-old woman.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, what were the circumstances?
We got to process every one of those words as you said it.
I literally was like,
It was truly, that's why you need to know. It was truly like the most jarring. I was selling my merch afterwards, my t-shirts. You can, soon you'll be able to get them on my website, my Angry Little Teapot t-shirts. And this lady came up, she was like, oh, you're funny. She was like an older woman. She's like, oh, your ass. I did it to myself. She goes, I just want to grab your ass. Thinking she wasn't. I'm like, aha, do it. And then it was the grossest slide up and down. She was like, you're really hot up there. And I thought,
oh, wow.
Oh my God, I did it to myself. Oh. I gave her the green light.
Yeah.
And I can't take enough showers. Like, I cannot shower enough. That was my Women's March day.
Well, she marched
right up to your ass and grabbed
it. It was a human female ass.
I wanted it to have like one of those moments like in Charlie's Angels, the movie, when it's not L. Cool J, it's Drew Barrymore.
Yes.
But instead, it's like Casey Affleck.
Creepo with a beard.
Yes. Oh my God.
With a makes it all okay.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Wait, was she like creepo lesbo or just
no?
Like,
she was with her husband. She was with her husband.
She just needed to get
she
in
needed
there.
It, but she has feelings for you. Clearly,
it was really. It was
going to take those home and think about them.
It was like
him.
It was as gross as our opening song. Like, her touch felt like our song felt. And then I thought, I did that to myself. Right. So you know what? No means no to yourself. I'm sorry to myself, yes. Arden. I'm sorry.
But our song is in a safe space. So
you know, it really is.
Yeah.
Our song, and I think I've said this before, but when I did commission it, I said, I want it to sound like somebody randomly jumped out of a bush and just, like, jizzed all over your feet.
Oh, wow.
And, like, hot breath
on your
neck.
You're familiar with Arden's trashy, sweet mouth.
I have one myself.
That's what's happening.
Because it's going to get dirty real quick.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What's happening? This is so I can read my writing. I can't read it. That's so I can read it. Because it's so dark.
All that noise you hear is just the bath salts, because we're all having a mutual foot soak right now.
Okay. You guys,
if you hear anything, that's what that is.
Let's get to it. You know, Anna, if you want, I can move that over.
Soaking my feet.
I don't know why I wore Crocs out in public.
How about that?
So we can all just sit on the edge of the tub, soak our feet.
Wouldn't it be great if we're really doing this in
a
hot
tub? Talk about things.
So here is, first of all, before we get started, overall, can I just say, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of Corinne. I feel like the beauty of The Bachelor is like when you actually feel like you're watching somebody who might be falling in love. And I feel like we're just watching this dude who's trying to get on Dancing with the Stars fuck Corinne. I'm just over it. I'm over Corinne. She's got to go. I'm not into it.
But let's talk about it for a second. Yeah. Because we're also, don't forget, don't lose focus. We're in the middle, we're at the point in the show.
You're right.
When
the double date.
The crazies get crazier.
Olivia, Chad.
Chad.
Yeah. In, Chad, she's, Olivia.
Corinne is full on Chad right now.
Yeah, okay.
She's going to be gone in the next few episodes, hopefully next week.
Yeah, when they do the two off, when it's face to face. So it's Olivia crying on the blowhole, or it's Chad, blueberry, and paper planes.
Yeah, this is, this next week is going to be the episode where someone goes.
Next week scared me. They had that crocodile. I was like, is they going to get eaten?
I hope
somebody
so.
Gets eaten
I
next week, and then everything
will
be okay.
Does the crocodile have anything to do with it?
Yeah. I want both of them.
Yeah, Taylor's got
to
go too. Taylor's crazier than Corinne.
Corinne brought up some really good points, I thought.
No,
like, you do you. I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have, like, Olivia feelings for her.
No, you know, I don't.
It's more it's more to me, like, I feel like the charade of, well, we'll get there in a second, but it feels like the charade of, usually at this point, there's been now, by the end of this episode, there was, like, we love Raven, and there's Daniel, but, like, usually by the time they go home, there's, like, one or two girls he's connected with, and at this point, it's really only been Vanessa up till now, so it just felt like there wasn't, it just felt like the Corinne show. Like, there wasn't even that many other great dates yet.
I have to say, some of the highlights, though, were her sound bites.
I
thought she
amazing.
Killed it on the sound bites.
Okay, here we go. Let's start out. So we start out, they also killed it with the audio, with her snoring. She's snoring.
Snoring is amazing.
The girls,
she's not getting in some good places.
The snores, and the girls are mad, and she's sleeping and smiling.
Smiling,
She's sleeping.
But then we find,
and
we did find out at the end that she has a medical condition.
She has a medical condition.
I didn't know about.
Right.
And last time, God bless her, because last time I had an anxiety attack, the first thing I do is take a nap.
Oh, God,
Right.
No, her medical condition was her hands with the shit.
It was both.
Her hands
were both. She was having an anxiety attack. That's why she was sleeping.
Yeah, that's why she was sleeping.
And she almost lost her hands.
And she almost lost her hands.
Yeah.
Which always happens. I'm from Porterville, and manure shoveling will, you know, just cut.
Oh my God,
cut the circulation right off.
You know what? I grew up next to a farm too. I grew up next to the farm. When we get to the farm, so we have Vanessa, who I love. Vanessa, who I feel like she's holding him accountable, and she says, "I just want to know. I can do a beautiful accent. I just want to know: are you looking for a wife or someone to fuck around with? I want to give you the rose back." And he said, I need you to keep telling me this. Try to be a little more patient, especially about Corinne.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Especially why her flesh-toned bikini bottom
is
resting against my phallus.
Dude, yeah, her outfits.
In a child's toy.
Yeah.
I don't know what part of it you thought you saw. Oh, the part where
all
she
of it?
Pumps you?
when I took my fucking vagine and put it on your dick?
Yeah,
is that the part you saw?
By the way, I didn't
know. Wait, you met vulva, right?
Because vulva.
This is a whole thing later, right?
I like that we've actually, saw
she's
vagina and then
she
we heard,
saw her vagina. That,
that's
later.
Yeah, it's later.
I also want to say hi to Katie and Anna.
Yay!
Katie and Anna. We have the best text changed every Monday night.
Oh my God, that was the best.
I consider you all closer to me than any family member or friends that I have. I consider you all my sister wives, and that includes you, Rob.
Thank you.
So then Corinne says, I am not privileged in any way, shape, or form. You do you. You do you. You go, girl. I'm a do me.
I'm a do me.
I was like, valid point.
Yeah. Excellent
but
point.
The Vanessa, can we just jump back to that for one second? Your spot on impression made me a little bit. I was
it's
just
like
distracted.
Your hair changed color.
Oh my God.
And you look like you could be a
was,
French president's
so
wife.
It was
thank
Goldie
so
Hawn
much.
Doing Vanessa.
You know what? Yes. I'd like to really audition wonderful. as I'm Arda Marine playing Goldie Hawn, playing Vanessa, playing the president of Trudeau's wife. It is the best.
I actually didn't even know Vanessa had an accent until you just did it. So really just nailed it.
Thank you so much.
But I wanted how do you say this in French? Oh wait, no, I don't.
Comme ci, comme ça?
Vanessa, I literally was like, okay, valid point / asterisk scroll down. You're on The Bachelor.
That's the thing.
No one can be held accountable. It's a I'm gonna put my penis in everybody a game show.
Yeah.
I get
like she was a little bit too serious at that moment.
Is he really putting his penis in them? Am I this ignorant?
It felt like
do you think he's sticking it in places or just
not
brushing
yet.
It?
Not yet.
No, he's brushing.
Brushing it.
He's getting a wet spot.
I bet he poked in on that bottom beige bikini bottom.
Oh,
I bet there was like a
there was
like,
some poking.
Yeah, I bet there was a poke with fabric and like college poke. Like a college poke with some panties. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like she got his geography.
Yeah.
She got the geography.
Yeah. She got a little Phi Sig in there. Hello. My name is Phi Sig. Boomp. Yeah. Yep.
Oh my God, look at our accents. We are on point.
Yep. I'm doing a Russian Phi Sig accent.
It feels like like she's never seen The Bachelor, too. And it almost feels like they're married, and she's like,
yeah, she saw this.
How dare you? I just want to know, like, you come home to me.
There's like a PBS version of The Bachelor we don't know about. She's been watching that.
Yes. But she's from like Quebec.
Yes.
Up in Quebec. Yes. She's from Canada.
I keep wanting
she's
him to
Canadian.
Say, I keep wanting him to say, like, this is the show. I mean, that's the show that you
signed
up for.
Yeah.
When Raven, later, we'll get to it, but when she was like, you know, my boyfriend cheated on me, and he was like, I've never cheated on anyone. Like, yeah, except you're kissing 14 other
exactly.
women right now. Like,
And I also find that hard to believe. Yeah, he's never cheated on everyone. Like, right. Okay, so then Chris Harrison chatting with Nick about Corinne.
Oh my
that
God.
Felt like he couldn't even phone in trying. You know what I mean? Like, he couldn't even, like.
You okay, bro?
Yeah.
He's like, about what? About Corinne. Yeah, cool. It was a non-conversation. Like,
yeah,
cool. All right,
yeah,
good luck.
Yeah, since you're in my contract, I got to check in. Are we good? All
I feel
right,
like
good.
We didn't see. We haven't seen him for a couple episodes.
No.
He showed up,
and I'm always fascinated how the bouncy house even happens. Like, she gets a special thing. She has like her handler or whatever.
Yeah,
has like fun money.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
but she did travel with a. We finished. Oh, she traveled with a luggage trunk of tricks.
Yeah, tricks.
Well, she had her
whipped cream.
She had her little trench coat. Her trench coat.
It was implied that she brought the bouncy house, right?
It was.
That's what I meant.
You get two suitcases.
She rolled it up.
Totally. The suitcase is filled.
She's using her air mattress pump.
It's also her bed, you guys.
I fact-checked that with my wife last night. I'm like, did she bring the bouncy house? Like, yeah, she totally brought the bouncy house.
What does your wife think when you are like, do you still, you're like, quiet, daddy's got to do his work? Like, is that, like,
no,
when you
no,
see
she
your kids?
Got me into it years ago.
Yeah, but I mean, when you, because now you've taken it up, now that you're the bachelor of the podcast.
Right, now it's my job.
I just want to see, like, Corinne's, like, packing list, and it's like, nude hose, bouncy house, fake sword.
Contour.
Contour. Sleeping pills.
Colored contact.
Contour.
Oh, my God. Her contour is amazing. So then she says, girls are haters, okay? I have a bunch of haters here. Done. Kaput.
I liked her more and more throughout the episode.
So she's got an authenticity about her, at least.
Yeah.
You know, she's not
in her
wrong.
Inauthenticity.
She's not wrong. And she actually, as the other girl, as our crazy nurse, what's her name? Jacqueline?
Who's
Jocelyn.
Josephine.
Who's like her sidekick.
Her sidekick. But Josephine was like, Corinne's not trashing anyone. She's just like, I wake up to try to fuck Nick and then I go back to bed.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not being a hater. I'm not being fake.
She's never talking. She's never like sitting down to the camera
she's
and be
asleep,
like,
or she's like, yeah. My friend is convinced that she actually is like a porn star. Like the way, like that she actually is a pro.
She touched her boobs like three.
Oh my God. Yeah. In a really gross way.
Gross,
well, Us magazine.
Talk to me.
Not
oh, yes,
lie,
yes.
I bought
oh.
it.
Oh, yeah,
I
yeah.
Bought
tell
it,
us everything.
Scooped it up off
tell
the
us
shelf.
Everything.
But they did a whole thing on, is it Corinne or Corinne? Corinne, right?
Corinne.
That
you're
she,
Arin, right? You're Arin.
I am Arin.
Arin
yes.
Foley.
Yes,
yeah.
For the special.
I'm Arden. Yes. I'm Arden.
Yeah,
from Canada.
Perfect. Or just you know, Rin.
Okay.
But she, all right, lives in Miami. Like, frequent of all these nightclubs. Was in all these dance videos that you also pulled up. She seems like a professional. Oh, and that the father's company is
what's
like
the multi-million dollar company?
It's like something something armor. It's like a floor cleaning business. Yeah, it is literally. I was like, oh my God, it was such good.
Yeah.
She's like crazy partier, like established partier in Miami.
Yeah.
Did all these like videos and it was like a floor cleaning business.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
and
hot.
I was like, okay, that's good. That was some good intel.
You gotta get back to them. Get the emails ASAP.
ASAP.
That's the dad.
Yeah,
that's my
dad.
My other impression,
yes.
You guys. That's
yes.
My other accent.
So it just seemed like
so
she
much.
Was.
I hope
know.
To book a pilot from this episode.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, Jocelyn's makeup. Her makeup was insane. The fact that she's still there.
Which
they,
one's Jocelyn?
She's the crazy.
Yeah. Crazy,
Josephine.
Crazy.
Josephine.
Oh, crazy
Josephine.
One.
Josephine.
The one who sang at the end of last episode.
Wait, and, okay, so then we have the
yes.
rose ceremony. He cuts the virgin. The look the virgin gave him on the
God.
Way out the door is like, you eat a bag of dicks. Like, you are like just the gross. She looked at him, death store, like only a mad virgin who's been on The Bachelor and Vince Gordon could do.
Hashtag mad virgin.
Hashtag mad virgin. Hashtag videographer.
Yeah. I thought she was going to go in and grab some of that undercarriage.
She was.
She was angry. She's like, I just shoveled manure. No, wait, no. No, that was pre-manure.
It just felt like. Because it was, I guess, in theory, right after the bounce house, and like he kept her, and it was like,
yeah,
you're a dog. Like, you are a dirty dog.
They had no chemistry, though. Yeah. I mean, she flew out of the limo in that like lemon meringue, and it sunk from there.
Yeah, with her fan.
Yeah.
After you missed the Sunday night of her riding the horse.
Which I went back and watched.
Which is amazing. It's really worth watching.
She's like, it was on the like,
it was on the Sunday night.
Sunday night before.
Yeah.
It was like, you watch it if you have a true problem.
Like
that episode was called Breaking the Hymen.
Your kids are saying, why don't you talk to me? Why don't you talk to me? But yeah, and she was like, yeah, I'm a virgin. And then they cut to her like trying to get on a horse.
Basically wrapped around. She was like a Reese's monkey with her limbs wrapped around the neck of the horse.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
It's worth, we should try to find a photo of that and put
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's like, it's basically, and all you can picture is like the hymen breaking around the neck of that, of like butterscotch as she, or grease lightning as they go over the pole. So then it's after the rose ceremony, and Corinne gives a toast to everyone, thinking she's nailing it, that she's being really friendly.
So weird.
She says, okay, before her toast, she goes, come and get it, Nick. And she does her tit grab.
Yeah.
And then she goes, it's amazing. We all have a chance to find love, and everyone deserves love. And then she starts chewing on the rose in her. Yeah. It's incredible.
It's just like, I often wonder, like, if, like, I think my new favorite job would be to be a producer, where you can literally go, you can say anything, because I feel like she's capable of literally anything. If you're like, Corinne, now chew the rose. And she's like, and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe she just chewed the rose.
I know.
Like, she could do anything.
I actually feel like I would be a really good Bachelor producer.
So
and
fun.
That scares me, like a side that I would see in myself. Yeah. Like, I actually feel like I could do it and do it really well, and it would be a really dark side of myself.
You could just suggest anything. I think she just would do anything.
Oh, clearly. Yeah. You think?
Yeah. She already has. Yeah. What am I saying?
And that's why she's still on. You know, you want to see how far it
You know
go.
What? Who do you enjoy watching more, Corinne or Olivia?
Which one's Olivia?
Olivia was the one who was the newscaster who got the first impression rose with Ben, and then she got left in the blowhole by the water.
Rather watch Corinne.
Yeah.
Because Olivia made me feel that weird upper lip. You're doing it right now. It's the face that cats make when they smell something bad.
Yes.
She made that face.
Yeah.
And then all the girls, I felt bad because they were like bullying her kind of in a weird way about her breath. And it was this weird. I had a lot of weird feelings because I got weirdly attracted to her when I first saw her.
Yes.
Then she started becoming less and less. Then I was like, what's wrong with me? Why do I always do? Then I just had so many feelings.
Yes.
I love that you went to like, what's wrong
with
you?
It was like a dark underbelly that made me have to explore things about me that I just
You liked her too. You had a crush on her.
Oh, I had a mad crush on her.
She's like
day
that
one.
Bad girl. Like, and but I then, hate her.
Yeah. But then as it went on, I was
she
like,
was put
she
together
just
at
so.
First.
Then she became evil.
Yeah. And I don't want to know. Once
Corinne's not evil.
No.
She's just sloppy. She's a sloppy party mouse.
Yeah. And she's also like, she's 24 and she's 12 years old.
Yeah.
She's like a Lisa Frank pornography. That's
what
she is.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that shouldn't exist.
Nope.
So then we get to.
Nope.
It's time to go to hometown. 15 girls going to hometown? That feels like a lot. Was that a lot?
That was weird. Has that happened before?
Are there too many now?
They've met the parents before the hometown, but
15?
Not like that.
Maybe because he has like 25 siblings.
At the very last
siblings,
episode, right? Or the second to last episode?
Yeah. Well, I feel like they'll bring like 8. I remember last time when it was Ben, it was like they cried when they met the twins. Like one of the moms cried at the twins. But there was like 8. 15 felt like a lot to bring to Wisconsin.
Here's another thing. When Chris Harrison comes in and he's like, you know,
going around the world.
Best. Get ready to go to Milwaukee. And they're going like, yay.
It's better than last year when they went to Pennsylvania and they had the biplane.
That creepy inn.
That inn with the, like, they had, like, the mail plane that they all went in.
Oh, my God. Milwaukee. Everyone was just like.
And they had the, like, shot some in the airport. They're going to Milwaukee.
They're like running for bratwurst.
And when they actually go into like, when they go into like one of the coffee shops and they actually have like a homemade stay weird sign somebody wrote with like a, like, I just want to say to every city of America, you don't have to keep Portland weird. You don't have to keep Austin weird. Like, just yeah. just do your thing. Like, so there's a homemade, somebody drew it like in the background of the coffee shop. There's like a marker.
That always makes me feel safe whenever I see that.
I guess but now.
Maybe I'm one of the people who draws those signs. It's not that weird.
It's just weird. To the airport. Yeah. It's not weird.
It's a fine city.
It's some great bars and stuff. Like, not weird.
Keep the brewers weird.
The cheeseheads. Keep the cheeseheads weird.
I don't know.
So Nick is talking to his parents. His parents seem sweet.
They seem good, yeah.
But he's like a psychopath. Like he's lying in a weird way. And he's lying to his parents. Like there's some girls I really see falling in love. Like, no, you haven't. Like he's lying to them.
The father seemed a little bit like that's not his real father. Like that he's like a stand-in father.
And his mom is really sweet.
But the father her nose was just like, pierce. I feel like he was looking in the wrong direction.
She's birthed 11 children.
Every time the camera was on. Yeah. I was like, over here, Dad. Dad over here.
Yeah.
It just felt like Phil the stand-in.
He seemed a little stoned to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they looked like, I mean, they must be dead inside. Like, they literally were like, we just don't ever want to see you on one of these again. Like, they literally said, like, please just not ever. They looked
that was awesome. That was a real moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just don't want to see you do this again.
There's not enough pub brownies to get us through season 85 with you.
When
Nick.
He was with Raven, he was especially stoned. He's like, so okay. Super close.
They look so
Raven, your real name. Really weird.
So
do you dye your hair?
Yeah.
You do. Yeah.
Are you part bird? Is that a funny joke?
Yeah.
I'm not the real dad.
It felt like they've had 11 kids. They're real criers. They all cry a lot. And
lots
like,
of crying, yeah.
It just felt like, and he's looking at his mom, and they're like, truly, like, please tell us this is going to work this time. And then he looks at them, and he's like, yeah, there's some girls I can really feel. And it's like, you're lying to your mom's face. You've just been fucking Corinne at a bounce house. Like, you're lying to your mom's face.
Yeah, I know. It's good. It's good. I feel like
it's like my heart's going in one direction, but my penis is going in the opposite.
My pee-pee.
I saw
the bounce house and I got pee pee heavy.
He's got that grin. He's got that weird grin.
Oh my God, parent gets to watch their child behave with another adult in intimate ways.
Again and again.
More than once in various locations. Yeah. That's the thing.
His poor sister, but we'll get there in a second.
Oh, sister's so then, 8'9".
So then we get, we'll get there in a second. So we get to, he goes on a hometown date with Danielle, who is nervous and she's cute. Like, she's giggling. She was very sweet. They go into the sweeter side of the deli where they make knickerdoodles.
Knickerdoodles, yeah, sure.
And the frosting and the nose frosting, kissing. And then they run into the ex in the cafe, Amber, who was like such a bad actress. There's no way that was his ex.
Okay, right?
Oh my God.
I mean, so the awkward giggle.
Dude,
I mean,
Danielle.
I take it.
Yeah, he didn't ask her.
Yeah,
he didn't ask her one question.
No,
and she just giggled the whole time. Like,
and then,
it was so. I wanted that date to go well.
Me too.
Yeah,
me too.
And it was.
She wasn't on her A game.
No, she was terrified.
The greatest. Yeah,
always on the C game. But
yeah,
she tried to put the whipped cream on his nose.
And she missed,
and he licked it.
Oh my God.
It was awkward. Yeah. She was like, on a cute little thing. And he was like, let's do this right here.
Yeah. Like, I will fuck you in Nevada snickerdoodles.
I saw her, and her hand was like shaking nervously. Like, no, I know I need to execute this to get a rose. I need to execute the finger on the, like, you know.
And I don't know if anybody else saw this, but you know when they were dancing the week before? Was it the Backstreet Boys thing?
Yeah.
They were dancing by themselves. And his like hand, there's this
his
moment.
Ass,
like,
ass.
And then he does this little like.
He slapped it
a couple times.
He did it again.
He was like, he did it again in the park. It's like he's trying to see, like, where's your S&M side?
Right. Yeah.
And he wants to spank that ass so bad.
I don't blame him one bit.
Yeah, she's got a great ass.
It's this weird, she's not there yet.
No.
She's just trying to, like,
she's telling him.
Because she's a lady.
Exactly.
He's a gorilla.
Yeah. She also was saying, I made out with a guy. I didn't get my first kiss till 17, and I kept lying to find ways to avoid making out with a guy. And I said, it's your beard. And then he shaved it. Like, she's like, I don't like making out. Like, I don't like.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not intimate. Like, my tits are amazing and they're going to be out everywhere. Like, I'm going to her dresses and her tits are amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. But she said, like, I did everything I could to avoid making out with my boyfriend forever.
Gave me hope.
The icing.
You should get at that. You should get at that.
Dear Danielle.
Dear Danielle, yes. I liked your dress. Yes. Would you like to slow dance with me at a Backstreet Boys concert?
The icing, so he licks her finger.
Yeah.
And then he goes to kiss her, like, with icing all over her face. And it's like he's got, like, a fetish about, like, kissing someone with crap in their mouth.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, the vomit. The vomit. The whipped cream. The vomit, the whipped cream, and the icing. Three for three.
Totally.
Like, oh, my God. I almost lost my water. It's so true. He's so weird.
Weird. It's weird.
The coffee moment with the ex was one of the Amber. Funniest scenes.
No.
That's not even a coffee shop. It was like an abandoned garage that they like painted that said a sign that said coffee, and she was like, Nick. I was like,
what was that about?
Do you think that's even his ex?
No, I think it was the stand-in father's sister.
That's why I was like, did they cast her? I mean, she did look believably from Wisconsin.
And his age, look believably his.
But I felt like, did they just hire, like, was she a PA that works on the set? And they're like, Lisa, get out there. Need you to go sit
Let's be dumb as if we don't know, and let's assume it was real. Who, you're on a date with a girl. I wouldn't be on a date with a girl, and if I see someone I know, I keep walking.
Of course. Yeah. I do that now.
Or if I see them, I go, this is an old friend of mine. Let's go in and say hi. Not, I dated her. She's totally my girlfriend.
Yeah.
For 4 months. That's not even dating.
That's shagging.
That's me and Ryan Reynolds.
Exactly.
I've never met Ryan Reynolds.
I know.
It was so awkward. It was such a plant. It was so forced.
Yeah. I know.
And I enjoyed. But Danielle's face was like, she was so
over it. She was terrified.
And also just like.
She was like, what's
that? Me?
Fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm fucking dead.
I wanted Vanessa to come up from the table. This is so unacceptable.
I told you. I am going out with you. We go to the beautiful Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That I've heard so much about. You keep it weird. I want to be the one making knickerdoodles and getting nose lick out of my mouth invaded with the icing. I made a book for you from my students about how I should have the things in my mouth getting removed from your tongue.
This whore comes with coffee.
It was truly... So they go on their date. She's like, my parents are divorced. It's like, everybody's parents are divorced.
Sure.
Everybody's parents are divorced.
Yeah.
So, you know, but like.
Or they stayed together for the wrong reason.
Exactly.
She's like, and your parents are still together. He's like, that's not my real father.
That's not my.
I've never met that man.
Phil. He worked at the hardware store.
He does craft service.
It's the same girl you saw at the coffee shop. With the mask.
I haven't seen my father since the late 80s.
The budget's getting smaller and smaller, hence we're in Milwaukee. Phil is Sharon, Sharon is Phil.
And then, once again, I wrote, then he takes her, I have one special thing, the theater with a full crowd. I wrote, no, Chris Lane, slow dancing alone.
Chris Lane?
No idea.
But apparently it's on his bucket list,
which
I say, write a different one.
Oh my God.
Totally.
Dude, I hate it. Every time,
totally.
There's like four times in this season. This is the second time this girl has had to slow dance with him alone in front of a crowd.
Yes. Was it you who said that's your worst?
I hate it. Yeah. I hate it. It makes me so uncomfortable.
How many times? How many seasons? I've watched so many seasons
69.
Of this. And they're like, we're on the 69th season. How many times did they're like, I've got a surprise, and and they announced, they announced a performer, and everyone goes, who the?
It's Gretchen.
It's William Smith Jr.
Yes. Oh my God, they're like, oh my God, William Smith Jr. was there. I was so excited.
And
to
I'm
my
literally
ass.
Googling William Smith
it's
Jr.
It's the Rascal Maverick.
It's always a male country singer.
It's always a male country singer. And how do you slow dance to that? Even he was like, it was the worst.
I can't.
Just
it makes me so, I was uncomfortable when I even knew the Cranberries, and it was Caitlin and whoever. Nick boning in the church, slow dancing. It was just so when it was just them and the Cranberries and like the Lord watching, and like there was no audience. I get so uncomfortable.
It's so uncomfortable
when there's somebody singing and you have to perform your execute a slow dance in front of a singer. It makes me so uncomfortable.
Yeah. I want it to be like heart. I want it to be like, you know what I mean? And then just like, and she's like, and his hair gets blown away. They go blown out. Yeah.
No.
Barracuda. And his curls get blown away by Nancy Wilson's voice.
Dang-a-lang-a-lang.
Danielle's like, who is this?
this lady with her powerful pipes. It's fucking heart, you 12-year-old.
She's really got a set of lungs on her. Have you seen my boobs? I don't like to kiss. I don't like to kiss. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
I've got ice water in my veins.
Just so you know, Arden just humped the table. Yes. To Barracuda.
That's the best impression of heart of all time.
It was amazing.
So then they go on a group date, and it's cow shit. And Corinne has another killer quote. She says, I want to be in a spa, being fed a nice taco, preferably chicken. I wouldn't make my nanny, Raquel, do farm chores. Raquel is better than farm chores. She works for me. I can't.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's so good. You're right. You know what? Maybe I need to change my tune.
She's... All her sound bites, literally, we pause and we start laughing, and you're like, Corinne is killing it.
My hand hurts from having to write them down, though. There's so many. Yeah. They're long.
Every
time
she
talks. It takes me like, it took me like 36 hours to get through this episode of The Bachelor, just writing down Corinne's sound bites.
They are long. You feel bad for the editor who goes through a lot of those words. It's a lot of words.
It's a lot of words.
Is this the naps one? Is this the naps, right?
This is the moment last season where we started to fall in love with Chad. We were like, oh my God, I think he might be a genius.
Yeah, you know, his are really good. That was before he became a psychopath. Some of his stuff, it was like, what he was saying made sense.
Right.
What he was saying
But how
made
about
sense.
Jamie? Did you write
down
the Jamie
moment? Okay, yeah, so then we go, they need to show you how to do it. Jamie goes up, and the bisexual can completely milk a titty. And she's going with the finger curl.
She literally
the
wrote.
The finger curl.
I got in there first shot. I get the milk.
And he looked and turned like, on and threatened. He looked turned on and threatened.
Yeah, you did. You know how to handle
well, the
teeth.
She was also shouting
Jamie.
Directions at him while he was doing it. Yeah. She was like, what? That's not how you hold it.
Yeah.
You can't, you have to roll your, she
roll.
Was telling
you. Yeah, she's like, roll,
And I was like, she must be so much better in bed than I've ever been in my life. I look at her, I'm like, I just panic. And I'm like,
grab the teat harder.
Oh, just hands.
No, that's not the way to do
it. No, there's like,
okay.
She really had like a tech. I was like, you know what? She should be making out with everyone. She has her game on.
Yeah.
I hope she's doing that, because if she's doing that on the side to the girls, then when they kiss him, they'll know, oh, this is subpar.
Right.
This is bad.
I can do better.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just every episode she gets gayer. Like, it's just true. Yeah, gets in there with the teat and gets the first shot of milk. I was like, okay.
If you watch this from that moment, you'd be like, wait, is the game show that then there's a lesbian and whatever girls don't like him? Yeah. Like, it's confusing.
He looked threatened by her. He did. Yeah. He was like, oh, I'm outmatched.
Yeah.
I'd rather go with Jamie.
Oh, my God. Her sex appeal keeps going up because, first of all, like, every time I see her, I just think of, like, you're not the only one that has a set of balls.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't. I love this show so much, I can't even.
Yeah, she's
and then
amazing.
Goes full throttle with the teats and nails it. Gold medal.
Nails
she's
it.
She's amazing.
He doesn't deserve how great she is in bed.
No, he doesn't.
She's going to
break his back. And watching him manhandle those. I'm a vegetarian. I'm not vegan. But it, for a moment there, I was like, I'm going vegan. I didn't like the way he touched the udders.
No, I didn't. No, it was awful. It was watching him with his, like,
both tentative and disrespectful at the same time.
Where does my dick go? Oh, no?
Yeah. My dick all doesn't... I need to know is where it goes. I don't need to know how it feels to you.
Yeah, where do I put it?
Where do I put it?
Where do I put it? I need to put it somewhere. Where do I stick it? So then she says...
Can I fuck it?
I didn't understand. And he's like... I know, the way your impression of him is...
He's kind of smiling and a little confused about it.
So you good.
Look, and his teeth are just kind of touched like the teeth.
He's always wearing a white t-shirt and like a fisherman's sweater.
Yeah, yes, he loves always. A cowl neck. He loves a cowl neck. Just
perfectly
like JoJo's
fit.
Brothers. Just like JoJo's brothers.
And
tight. He loves a V-neck. He loves a V-neck tee. Yeah. A deep V.
Even when his mom made him cry, he was like, somebody's like, you made me cry. That's weird.
Yeah, it's just...
With that little lisp.
So Corinne taps out. Corinne taps out. Mm-hmm. And she says, I'm not shoveling poopy, but I have a serious hand situation, so I just couldn't shovel the poop.
Hand situation.
Dude.
So good.
It's so political. So ladies and gentlemen, we have a hand situation.
A serious hand situation.
She said poopy like 17
times. Yeah, I couldn't write it down. I you know what, my hand.
You
I
know,
just,
the
like,
other girls, I mean, I didn't, like, it was weird because there's a divine logic to what she's saying. Like, what does this have to do with anything?
I'm
the other girls, they keep putting the camera on them. The wonderful, you know, the cheerleader.
The cheerleader.
Yeah. Jasmine. Jasmine's like, you know, this is what you got to do. And I'm like, is this what marriage is about?
I know.
You know, I kind of respected her. Like, I actually felt like
manipulating livestock. Like, yeah. I don't.
Which, when she said that,
is this
I
a
felt
metaphor?
Like,
yeah,
yes, first of all, they were shoveling. That was a lot of shit.
It looked like mud to me.
Yes,
it was shit. It was like diarrhea.
But usually,
shit.
It was bad digestion. Cow
yeah, it was
manure.
Like it was like wet shit. And I did respect.
Gelatinous.
I did respect her get up and go. Like on some days when I just don't want to deal with my life, I'm gonna think of Jasmine being like, you know what? You just do it. You put on a smile and
yeah.
you go. I
and she's
I
wearing
love
all
it.
White and like a silver bomber jacket.
Yes.
And
she was
heels.
No nonsense. Yeah, heels.
Yeah, and like honestly, again, just going back to like take a girl on a date, like. When would you ever take a girl to the...
Shovel
like,
shit.
That's what you do. No, nobody does it.
No,
you don't.
No one shovels shit
men,
on a date,
those
a-hole.
Two men that
oh,
introduced
they were
themselves,
toe into it.
They had never seen that many women in one room
they
in their
were,
life.
Yes. And they clearly had a boner. They're like, yeah. They were like, show them how to do it. It was like, yeah. It felt like the woman who touched me in Houston, like, I'd like to see you touch that cow.
Yeah.
Jamie, get at it.
Oh, my God.
And you would have been like, well, touch it.
Okay. Like, oh, no, I did it again. Dang, da dang, da dang, da dang.
just it
that's
was
what
such
needed
a
to happen.
Weird, creepy date.
While they were shoveling, the mirror heart needed to be playing.
Yes.
Shovel that shit. If you kids out there listening aren't familiar with Heart, do yourself a favor.
It's the greatest band of all time.
Yeah. And is it think one of them is married to the guy who did
Cameron Crowe?
Yeah, yep.
No, they're
Crow.
Divorced.
Oh.
They are. I know. I was
maybe
sad.
Maybe she should go
it
on the Bachelorette. Okay, so then we have Nick. Oh, okay. So then Christina, the Russian girl, goes to talk to him after it, and he totally shuts her down.
I love this show so much.
She starts to try to tell him about her past, and he shuts her down and is like, I love that you're telling me that. Basically, like, I don't want to open, like, because she's like, I just want you to know I don't get much time with you. I had, like, a hard upbringing. And he's like, nope. But he knew that he had to, he knew he shut her down, so he gave her the rose, the date rose. But like it's like, I don't want to hear about Russia adopted. Like, you know, some dark
nothing,
shit.
Yeah, nothing sexier than, you know, someone like, can I have some time alone with you? I need to tell you about my really painful past.
Yeah.
That emotionally scarred me.
Right. Like, it was a Sochi Olympics clip where the woman, every athlete's like, I was raised in one room. My father took my fake leg,
beat
the shit out of me.
Three eggs to eat for a week.
We learned on this Sunday night. We learned, like, she was, like, an orphan to like 15, and she got adopted and brought to like Nashville at 15. Like, so we learned that on Sunday on the horse or the virgin
travel
horse.
Travel with one loaf of bread to find love. You cut me, I cut your family.
If I don't come home with the gold, but I die.
I suck Putin cock for 1 year to get on this show.
But watching her deal with Corinne later in the episode was amazing. So because, you know, it's like, she's seen some shit, and she could snap Corinne's neck in like 20 seconds or less. Like, we'll get there. We'll get there. Yeah, he shut her down. He was like, I'm not gonna lie.
I thought it was a good move.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't want to hear this story.
I really, really want to hear it, but I want to make sure we have enough time to talk about it.
Yeah.
So shut your face right now.
Yeah, exactly. It almost felt like Jubilee. It was almost like if Jubilee was gonna tell. It was almost like if she was gonna tell Ben, like he knew he was gonna need a little more time to hear about Jubilee's story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I love that now. I reference all these people like they're all my best
friends. You're killing it. You're killing it, Arden. You're killing it.
And the sad thing is that you all know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. It's not sad.
No, it's amazing.
It's beautiful.
So then Corinne's pulling her tits up and says, do you call this immature? I don't know what that is, but apparently that was.
Yes, actually. That's very immature.
So she said this. Oh, my God. I'm a corn husk. This is Corinne. I'm a corn husk.
Yeah.
You got to peel the layers back.
Yes, yes. And then what?
And then in the middle is the luxury yellow corn with all these pellets of information. And it's juicy.
Yeah, and what else?
It's buttery. You want to get to that corn.
You do.
Nick needs that corn. I wrote that whole fucking thing down, you guys. I wrote that. Thank you so much.
Yes, Arden.
You guys,
beautiful.
Thank you so much. I had like a huge audition the next morning, and instead I was like, no, I got to stay up. I'm sorry. This is so much more of a priority for me. I need to write that whole.
It was one of the greatest Bachelor quotes
juicy,
of all time.
Juicy, buttery. You want to get to that corn. Nick needs that corn.
Yeah, they're pellets of what?
Information.
Yes.
The pellets information. I was like, I don't even know how. Who is this? She's like part just alien. Like, just
now, has, oh my god.
Has anyone heard that analogy? Because that's something people say.
No, no.
I'm like, you know, like they say.
Yeah.
You peel the husk
you
back.
You peel the husk back.
So mysterious, just like an ear of corn.
Yeah.
I think she was trying to do something phallic.
Uh-huh. And then was like, oh, I gotta get my smarts in there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So I'm gonna add a pellet of information.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Right, she before realized, you get to the buttery vagine.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta get the butter.
Yeah.
Like, so she realized she'd backed herself into a corner.
Yeah.
And then she tried to get the information, but she knew buttery had to get in there.
Yeah.
So you would think of like the lube train going to Miami, going to that 2 Chainz video, and then
she almost lost sight of her own metaphor.
She did. She the train went off the rails, and she's like, "My social security number is 552-09 514.
I am a multi-million-dollar businesswoman.
I know the alphabet. Buttery, vagine, colon, husk.
I want to say hi to Katie and Anna right now. How are you guys doing mid show? How you doing? What did you think of that corn? What did you think of the corn? Come on, Katie. I need to hear a little bit of I miss you. What'd you think? Where are you at this stage at this point? When you hear the corn stuff, are you in, out on Corinne? You want her to go? Or are you sick of her?
I think she's crazy.
Yeah.
But she's very entertaining. And I agree. I think she has some good points with Taylor. Because like you said, she doesn't talk shit on people. She just is this really super full of herself and loves her naps and her cucumbers.
Okay, you know what, you guys? Thanks for embracing me and sending me straight. I think maybe I just felt bad about that woman in Houston, and now I'm back on track. I'm back on track,
you
guys.
I'm glad you're back.
Thank you, guys.
I was team Corinne. I'm not going to lie. I was team Corinne and anti-Taylor by the end.
Well, we're
going to
get there. So here we go. So the girls start asking Corinne if she's... This became where it's like, you guys are all fucking crazy. They gang up on her, and they start asking her if she's ready to marry a 36-year-old man. Oh, no, that was Vanessa, right? Isn't that Vanessa asked her?
No. Yes. The one who went on the first date of this episode.
Danielle.
Yeah.
Danielle. And she said, I see a purple bouncy house someone was mad at her. Yes, I see a purple bouncy house. And she was like berating her. We're going to stay up for the rose ceremony. And Corinne says, this was my favorite quote.
Yeah, this is good.
Michael Jordan took naps.
Yeah.
Abe Lincoln took naps. Sorry. I took a nap.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm back in on Corinne.
Yeah.
You know, I actually really love naps so much. I think Michael Jordan took naps.
Yep.
Abraham Lincoln took naps. Sorry I took a nap might be my favorite quote. That was on national television this week. Like
that happened.
Yeah. On
it's
TV.
Amazing.
So much. That should go on a t-shirt.
It's really been so good.
I like comparing her with those other two men. I mean,
I like that those are the two she picked.
So random. Like, of all the people you pick, you go with MJ and Abe Lincoln.
Because from her book. Her book, People Who Nap.
Oh, my God. I love that book. People Who Nap.
She read that book.
Yeah.
It was done by
the students of that lady's other classroom.
Vanessa.
They did a different book.
Vanessa.
Right. People Who Liked to Nap.
Yeah. Right. People Who Liked it. Mariah Carey loved to nap.
Yep. I wanted a cutaway of Raquel trying to put Corinne to sleep and be like, Michael Jordan take
Oh, my
naps.
God.
Abraham Lincoln
Oh, my God.
You take Like, just like, the random. So fun, though.
So fun.
I was laughing so hard. It was
but
amazing.
If I was those girls, I would be mad. You got to stay up and stand there in those heels that whole time. And one of the girls is just snoozing away. And
She went all Abe Lincoln.
Yeah.
Abe Lincoln. Everybody's like, oh, get up. You've got some slaves to free.
I think we should like use that in our language now. We should be I gotta take a Lincoln.
I'm gonna link that out. I gotta link it. I gotta honest it, Abe.
Yeah.
So then the Russian girl goes to confront her. Christina calls her out and she says, I had a very serious medical condition. Mm-hmm. I'm not stupid. Oh, no. So then the Russian girl goes, I'm not stupid. Oh, here we go. Here comes my Russian accent.
Nice.
I'm not stupid.
Brilliant.
I choose to handle situations and you hide away. And then she says.
That was a little bit Japanese. A little bit Japanese at the end.
And then she says. French.
We're fighting for a fiance, not a pickle. Oh, my God.
Not a pickle.
That was the one I wrote down.
We're fighting for a fiance, not a pickle.
Because how many times have you had pickle fights? It's like, again?
One pickle and there's 50 people.
I love that game.
Yeah.
I love that game. Who's going to get the pickle? That's Nick's favorite game. Who's
how do you charm
pickle?
A pickle?
That pickle is not here for the right reasons. I tell you that much.
Pickle is an aspiring dental hygienist.
It does. An aspiring.
Yeah,
aspiring.
Self-employed.
In between apartments.
Yeah. And then she says, so then Corinne goes to talk to him and she goes, I had a good talk with Nick, but it was more like an adult convo. Oh, yeah. We didn't kiss, which was weird.
It was weird. Well, it was an adult. There was an
it was adult convo.
Adults don't kiss.
Yeah.
You know? And sometimes in a relationship, you just like, you have to talk.
No.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I forgot. Oh, you have to take a Regine and put it over his head.
Oh, my God. The difference between also
you
like.
You can talk as long as you're getting finger blasted. I think that's the rule.
How about this social climate?
Yes, exactly.
Just.
Finger blast.
Hashtag finger blast.
So then, okay, we get to me, my favorite part of the episode. It's time for the one-on-one date with Raven.
Raven,
we love you.
So sweet.
Go, first he brings her on the world's worst part of the date to go see the soccer game with his sister and they, before they go to Skateland. What's his sister's name again?
Bella. It's Bella. Ginormous.
It's like, who wants to?
She's 17.
Who wants to?
She reminded me of me at that age, but she has better. She has more eye hand coordination.
I just felt like
she was athletic.
She had poise, and I just felt like she was just like a real kid. And I felt like,
and I think she had a bit of a crush on Raven.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, that was a good call.
That is a good call.
How awful. Like, I'm not very sporty. I would be so like, oh, my God, if I had to go do high knees, high knees across the.
Yeah.
And like, you notice she had to keep covering. Raven had to keep covering her. I think her top was a little low cut or something.
Yeah.
She kept covering herself with a bomber jacket. She wasn't dressed to see elementary school.
No, she owns a boutique. She owns a boutique. She was wearing one of her outfits. Right.
Raven, the only thing is with Raven, she's never dressed to be in public. Like every outfit feels like the outfit you would wear under an outfit.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's her boutique. Like
it's,
you know, she's dressed for Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah. Or the lingerie from Gone with the Wind.
Believe me, that outfit, that dress later, that dress later, that dress later.
Yeah, that dress later.
It was very much lingerie from Gone.
So what are you actually wearing?
It feels like, like if you have to go see their whole family and you're at like a soccer practice, it just was like, oh.
So his sister gets a goal in the game.
Yeah.
Now, is she either like, is she 14 playing with 9-year-olds or is she really that good? Or the producer's like, let's let her score. She's got to score.
Yeah, she's got to score.
So much
she's got to score.
Taller.
Producers.
Yeah, yeah.
So much taller.
Raven hung in there, though. She was a good sport about the whole thing.
She was so sweet. And the dad, she had to deal with the dad. I'm like, what is her name? Really, really? That's an unusual name. I see flying monkeys and bananas right now in the sky. Can I touch your hair? I smell pudding.
Is LSD still relevant? Relevant.
I can't believe I haven't made 11 babies. I've smoked so much pot, my sperm just keeps on swimming.
My dick is tucked into my ass cheeks right now.
Mom got a nose ring and cut her hair, and I feel like she's acting out. There's a cry for help, but I don't know. Yeah. She's got a nose ring. Yeah, there's a cry for help. Something's going on. So they go to Skateland again with the whole fucking family. Like, it's not just like you're not going alone. You've got to like go do the train with like 11 kids around the you know.
But she was such a good sport.
She was so cute. Yeah. She went through his legs.
Having
so
a little
cute.
Conversation with,
him going by.
Which I found hilarious.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
When she talked to the sister.
Yeah.
She was
And he
cute.
Was going by like sort of trying to get attention.
That was really cute.
And then it actually felt like she's a very chill, real girl. Like, she's adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Team Raven for sure.
Team Raven. And then, let's see. So
she had my favorite quote,
which
by
was?
The way.
What's that,
it's
Melina?
At the end of the date. Should I tell you now?
Yeah.
End of their date, she said, this museum is like something out of a movie, almost. And then she said, this was one of the most normal dates she had ever been on. I was like, what? Where? I think you're from a small town. What is your town made of gold? Are you from the Emerald City? Because I would be like, you just took me on a date to a museum. And to her, she was like, a museum again.
And I roller skating around a museum again.
Oh, that has, like, this wings. Is the most like, normal date.
Like, a museum
usually,
that opens up like the
usually
depth.
Usually
like
the guy is made of rocks.
It's like the the Death Star, like the actual building had wings like the Death Star.
She was so like unimpressed. Everything. Yeah. She thought it was all sort of very nice and charming. But I was like, where the fuck do you live?
Roller skates are
amazing. This is novel.
She was so sweet.
What a good idea.
And then like if she makes it and they get married, she'd be like, why don't you take me to museums and go skating anymore?
Yeah, exactly. We peaked too early. Yeah. So during this date, they cut back to the house, and one of my favorite moments. Crazy therapist Taylor was sitting in her purple bikini bitching about Corinne
in the bathtub
to the neonatal nurse who's in her Eileen Fisher wear.
And what are they doing?
She's in a bikini.
And they're
like pottery teacher outfit. And she's like a 55-year-old pottery teacher talking to this kid in a bikini.
And they're both, and what are they doing? They're both sitting
in
on the edge of a tub.
They're not in
soaking
the tub.
Their feet.
Yeah, they're not in the tub.
No, they were soaking their
There's
feet.
There's no reason to be in a bikini. You could both
no
be
reason
in,
which, for her to be in a bikini.
And it perpetuates a myth that this is something that women do.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Let's all get together. Let's just put in some warm water.
Oh, great.
In the tub.
I'll get my bikini. I'll be
some
right
Epsom
back.
Epsom salts.
I'll put on my muumuu. You go put on your thong, Erin, and we'll just chat.
You know
it out.
Me. I like to really talk about my feelings in a thong while talking to someone in a sack.
Yes.
The difference between the two outfits of like the girl.
Let's put on our traditional wares.
The outfit difference. I'm like, and they're just having this conversation. And Taylor will have her own upcoming thing, but her obsession with Corinne is like, we'll get to her in a second with her therapy. So then we go back. Bella is cute. She's talking to Raven. She's got her blue tongue at the skate rink.
Cute.
So then they go to the spaceship building, the museum, and her dress from her boutique was off the hook. I mean, that
was off the hook. Yeah.
You know what? You know who'd wear that? Heart.
Yes.
Yes. I'm with Nick in a spaceship museum. Dressed like, as God is my witness, I'll never be hungry again.
She's like a skinny Ann Wilson.
Yep. Or she's like a backup dancer for Stevie Nicks.
Yep.
Sorry to anybody out there listening.
You are nailing it with the heart impression, though. If you don't know heart, she's nailing it.
It was your heart button.
I thought I was Goldie Hawn and Overboard. It turns out I'm fully heart. It's my heart button.
Yeah. Full on Nancy Wilson.
Or I'm a French-Canadian wife.
Oh, love.
So then she starts telling about this story, which was amazing, about catching the guy cheating recently, February, where she gets a call. She goes to go
the
find
mom,
him.
The mom
gives her
the
here's
keys.
The keys. You go.
Like, the mom knows what's going to happen. Oh, this again. I've had this happen.
And she says, I was... She kicked through the door. She says, I was spider monkey fast, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. And then she said, quote, I know what her vagina looks like.
Which made me look up vagina just to double check, because, you know, that's the tube of muscle. She means... I know what her vulva looks like. Unless, of course, he like was mid-thrust. I thought this through. Like, let's say she's under her, right? They're thrusting. She pulls up. She kicks open the door. And in that one moment, her vagina opening, the muscular structure, is having had just been penetrated, is still open and waiting. So her first eye, like her eyes go right to it, and she's looking inside that woman.
It could be. Maybe the human body.
Is that
body.
What she's saying? Which is incredible.
Like, let's just say you're a human woman. A door kicks open. Maybe the muscles in your body open. If a spider monkey branding a stiletto comes in, you might just be like flare out like a bat. Baboon,
yes.
Who's
you might,
like
labia,
protected.
Labia majora just whip
like
open
baboon,
like bat
flaring,
wings.
Like bat wings. And like the museum.
Or
like
she
museum.
Has small labia majora, which is or minora, minora, inside.
I don't know.
Minora?
I don't know the human body.
Anyway.
I call it the Golden Pavilion, so I'm not exactly sure.
I call it the Thunderdome.
Well, not all of us go to museums on our first dates.
Is that it? Is that it?
Yeah.
I call it. Where do I put it?
That was the best description of what possibly could have happened.
I put it on pause, and I was like, wait a minute.
I'm thinking about like the Predator movies.
It's the dinosaur. It's the dinosaur in Jurassic Park.
So she's spider monkey fast, beats him in the head with her stiletto.
Hits the girl, right? Did she hit the girl?
No, it was him. She beat him.
Yeah. Single white female.
She punched
him. That's the whole scene, right?
And then
single
Nick says, oh my God, I'm so turned on and scared right now. I'm like... you turned on. Can you fucking keep it in your pants for
one second?
This
She's is talking a traumatic...
about this horrible thing that happened.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's like, don't turn on.
And the guy's a doctor who lives in Arkansas. Like, it's a whole...
Yeah, the whole thing's
and
a little...
And the girl, and the woman who says, I'm going to fuck the doctor tonight. Like, the whole story.
Yeah, the whole story. And then she comes across, like, the crazy astronaut lady. Like, and then I just got in my car and I drove from Texas to Arkansas. And I stayed mad the whole time. Like, that's a lot.
I want to tell you that the astronaut lady is my favorite piece of human history, that she drove all the way to Florida with duct tape, a diaper, a gun, and she was pissing her pants across the country going to the airport shuttle to go meet the other astronauts. I mean, it was like the best.
So good.
But this is a mini version of that.
And then
Raven, I thought, just needed to dial it down just a little bit. That story, I literally was like,
Raven's
so cute.
You're
she gets along with kids. Now she's beating the shit out of her boyfriend with the heel of a stiletto.
But then she ended on, I am valuable, and I loved her again. She got me back. She got me back with I'm valuable.
Yeah.
Because it was a crazy story. It I'm not going to lie to anybody. It was a, you know. It was actually like.
What I guess.
Vagina spider monkey head hit.
Yeah.
It was
and there was no like. I know this is going to be crazy that I did this. Can you believe I did this? It was sort of like, my mom said, go do it. And you know what you do when that happens.
Yeah.
You drive there. You drive there.
You do this. Spider monkey.
I wanted her to have a little bit of self-reflection.
Right. Like, I kicked the door down, which is really weird. It kind of hurts.
I was so upset.
Like, you think it would be.
I was so
it was locked. So I kicked it down.
Yeah.
I mean, I would never. Like, that would never. It would never happen. You know what I mean? Like, that is under
I'd go. The door would be locked.
Navy SEAL shit.
And I'd go home.
Yeah. I would just cry in the corner and not express my feelings.
I would jiggle the handle and be like, you guys.
Yeah.
It's me.
You guys.
It's me.
Let me get a look at that vagina.
And she's skinny.
Just open
it
up.
She's skinny. Like, she's a slip of a thing.
That's like, let's you start dating someone and like and it doesn't work. And you go, well, there were some red flags.
Yeah, you're right. She did tell me she drove to Texas.
The vagina story was the red flag.
Yeah. Oh, I'll say.
Yeah.
So then they roller skate around the art museum. And then she was the first to say, I'm falling in love with Nick.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So one date after one date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then we
most
get
normal
to...
date she's ever had.
Oh my God.
Let's remind ourselves.
Oh, this old roller skating in a closed museum type of thing.
We roller skated twice.
They pull the heartstrings. Boop, boop, boop.
So here we go. Here we go. We get to the final, they're all meeting in this beautiful barn. Whatever that barn is very pretty.
It's gorgeous.
Corinne and crazy Josephine are just chowing down on something.
What are they eating?
What were they
eating?
It was like
eating mini hot dogs wrapped in croissants.
My guess was tater tots with grape jelly.
So they're pigs in a blanket. So it's pigs in a blanket.
And they were just shoving them down their face like that scene from Spirited Away where the parents turned into pigs. They just wouldn't stop eating them. It was like the tater tots were possessed and making them get more catty.
It was pigs in a blanket.
Pigs in a blanket. And she was like, after she'd had about
15.
15. Yeah. She was like, I'm just so hungry. I'm like, still?
I know.
Yes.
Did that help at all?
I feel like they fired her up to go and do what she was about to do. Totally.
I feel like I've been Corinne at a party, though. It's like, how many did she have? Like, that was a lot of fucking...
She is a hole inside her that she's trying to fill.
Yeah. And I like that she doesn't even care. She just shoves it. She's sort of sloppy hot. She's got her tits and her fucking nude-covered ass. Mm-hmm. So then Taylor. It's just like, okay. Here's the thing that makes
stuff about Taylor, her. I appreciate her.
Taylor is, but you know what it is? It's like somebody who's kind of fucked up, who's become a therapist.
Yes.
And hides behind their fucking therapy thing to talk down. She was talking down to Corinne.
She was condescending. Also, what is Taylor? 15?
Yeah.
Like, don't tell me about the mind and human emotions when you were literally, like, probably still have popcorn on you somewhere.
And she's also saying it. Exactly. Your Cheerios that's coming out of your Tupperware.
Yeah.
And she acts like she's protecting Nick, like, I'm worried you're not ready. It's like, you're just worried because she's ahead of you. This has nothing to do with your selfless worry that Corinne's not ready. It's like, she's beating you, girl. He hasn't noticed you. Like,
I feel like if you were in a therapy session with Taylor and Taylor was like, she would just keep talking while you put the noose around your neck
and she started swinging.
And she'd be like, I don't. Yeah, think she would that be a real strong enough.
I enjoyed her mini lecture about emotional intelligence.
Oh God,
I enjoyed it.
Oh my God,
it was a good reminder of that there is emotional intelligence, and I liked that moment where Corinne kind of like scoffed at her, like, "You just made a compound word that doesn't exist." And then Taylor's response of like, you dummy, there's a whole book with that title. That was basically what they were doing.
Yeah. Corinne says, so "I'm not an idiot.
I run a multi-million dollar company and I don't appreciate you treating me like an idiot. And then she says afterwards, I can't even. I literally can't even. I want to literally punch her in the face, which was a great ending.
Yeah.
Except for the best part was the tag, which was... We'll talk for a second. So Taylor and Corinne.
Okay, so, right.
And they're going to go, I think they're facing off next week. So it's the equivalent of Olivia and one of the twins on the island. Are we going to see
Chad and...
Chad and Alex, like, in the woods with the whistle.
The best double with the Badlands. with the princess from New Jersey and the psychopath that killed her husband. That was the best. That was my all-time favorite moment.
So let's make some predictions. So this is, historically, this is when Taylor has to take next week and the two-on-one. In theory, if it goes according to plan, generally this is when Taylor would be taking Corinne out. Correct?
Right.
What do you think? Do you think that's going to happen, guys? Is it that much of a narrative?
No, because they're cutting it to make Corinne still likable.
I don't know. I'm bored of her. I'm so bored.
We also still have her going to his room in the robe, and that whole thing hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, that's true.
So at some point, that's
something dramatic, or there was a yell in the coming up.
Yeah, someone yells and falls down. There wasn't an ambulance, so it wasn't that bad.
Yeah,
but someone.
I think the 2-on-1. He shags Corinne, so he's done, and then Taylor starts talking to him, and he tries to take out his own eyeball because he's so bored.
And maybe they both.
And they both go.
Yeah,
I think they both go.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. You think they both go? Okay, yeah. I like that. All right.
Taylor gets with the bisexual. And the bisexual just lets her process and process.
Yes. As she's doing finger curls. Yes. Finger curls.
Yeah, finger curls.
What do you think about my nose balls?
And then we get to the best tag ever. And the one that we've been waiting for. I want to see more of he and Alexis, the dolphin trainer. And she says, my two biggest fears are Nicolas Cage, the actor.
I mean, amazing.
The actor, not the Secretary of State. And aliens. And then he said, so their conversation. You take it, Rob.
My thing about this is because I was, we were texting and everyone's kind of getting bored of Nick and he's kind of one note. But the time where I like him a lot is when he's talking to her. Because, first of all, she's freaking hilarious.
She's amazing. We love you, Alexis. We love you, boo.
And he goes there with her. He doesn't make fun of her. He doesn't make this girl. He doesn't do his whole, taking his dick out of his pants. He's just like, I'm with you. All right, let's go there. Let's go with the aliens. I love it. Who would be an alien in this group? Like, he's like the guy when you're stoned that is with you, even though he's not stoned.
Yes. He's safe.
He can relax.
He could walk you through a bad trip.
Totally.
And he was like, which one would be an alien?
And she said, oh my God, this is such a great question, Raven. Like, she didn't even think. I laughed my ass off.
I was surprised she said Raven, and I thought, she's actually right.
Well, her eyes are a bit far apart. I think that maybe what she has her face is all.
No, she's got that beautiful sort of like those melancholy eyes.
Yes.
That are
It's like Christina Ricci a little bit.
Those paintings. Those paintings of the children eyes.
Christina Ricci and those sad painting eyes.
Couple of inches between her eyes. They're just a little, I feel
Plus
like.
Plus she wears her underwear on the outside. So maybe that's part alien.
Oh my God.
And remember she has a tail.
Right, she's green.
You guys,
but that made me laugh so hard.
What are you hoping for in the, like, I mean, truly, what for? Let me, before we get to our tweet of the week, I really feel so reset. Like, I feel like 2017's back on track, you guys. Yeah. Thank you so much. What a healing day we've had.
Ba-da-dum-da-da-da-da-da-da. 2017, getting it all.
In a museum.
I wish people could see right now because your legs, although you're like, ready to take
like
this table.
Clutching the table.
Humping the table.
Her pants are off. Her pants are off, you guys.
You can see right off my vagina. And Kirsten's about to hit me with a stiletto, but you know what?
Yeah. Mama gave me the key, so it's okay.
Oh my God, you guys.
I have to say,
just do it.
This was such a depressing week in the news, and it was so nice to come in here and just forget about it all.
Well, except for the March, though. Saturday was the first day that I could watch the news.
Yeah, the March
for 3 hours.
I was in Washington, D.C.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
I was in Houston.
Freaking plane.
I was in Jacksonville.
I was getting filled up in Houston.
I marched up and down my Southwest flight.
I marched back and forth to my shower after that lady touched me. You guys. guys, I just want to say thank you so much. Will you join me? And I want to thank all of our listeners. We're going to do our mail grab bag. Please keep emailing us. Like us on Facebook. We appreciate you subscribing to us on iTunes and giving us reviews. That's really helpful. And get ready for Tweet of the Week. Tweet to us. And it's hashtag WYATR. And I'm at Arta Marine, ArdeMyrin, and at Erin Foley Comic. Okay, here we go. Tweet of the Week, you guys. Very important stuff. Everyone gets a vote. First one is from Daryl Williams at The D Stories. Christina, in Soviet Russia, women choose you. Nick, ha! Yakov Smirnov. Christina, sorry, did I say women? I mean wolves.
All right.
Okay.
Something. There's something
All
there.
All right. Alex Jaffe at AJaffe3, quote, I have a very serious hand situation. My new Corinne excuse when I don't want to do anything.
Yeah, it's good.
I like that
it's
one.
Good.
Okay. Jill Hammond at Hammond's Jill says, Taylor, honey, stick to smaller words. Corinne does not get what you're saying. Stick to cheese, noodles, and vajayjay.
Good. That's good. It's good.
She does like her cheese noodles.
Yep.
Seth Vatt, who's really, he's always very strong. Yeah. He's always strong.
All-star.
At Basebone One, my first kiss was over those hills, but my first encounter was in that van down by the river.
Oh, yep. Yep, yep.
And we have Kelly Taylor at KCraig10. Considering Raquel wipes Corinne's butt for her, it's possible she's literally never seen poo. So we have.
That's true.
That's pretty good.
We have Corinne's butt for her, possible she's never seen poo. First kiss over those hills, first encounter was van down by the river. It feels like those two were the ones like, and then, Taylor, honey, stick to smaller words. Corinne does not get what you're saying. Stick to cheese, noodles, and vajayjay. Hand situation, excuse when you don't want to do anything. And Yakov Smirnov. Erin.
Wow. You know what? I'm going to go with hand situation.
Okay, one's for hand situation. Should we narrow it down to two? Why don't we narrow it down to hand situation and...
Never seen poo?
All right.
I like that one.
Okay,
well.
Hand situation or never seen poo?
Hand situation.
I'm going to go with hand situation.
I'm going to go with hand situation.
Katie. Oh, my God. It is unanimous. It's our first ever unanimous one that we have ever gotten. Alex Jaffe, you are the winner. Yay. AJaffe3, I have a very serious hand situation. My new Korean excuse for when I don't want to do anything. Thank you so much for listening. We love you guys.
That's a good thing, by the way.
That's a great thing.
Oh, my God. Do you think so?
It's one of the greatest movies of all time.
So for all
she's also smoking hot in that movie.
Yeah. Well, for all of you listeners out there, I was trying.
Are we recording?
Are we recording? Yeah. Okay, I was trying to go for. I was like, I wanted Bridget Bardot hair, and I'll never be Bridget Bardot, but I am completely slowly turning into Goldie Hawn from Overboard, which means I might get reamed by Kurt Russell soon.
Oh, bend over.
And I am wearing, for the listeners who can't see me, but we'll put a picture on for my birthday. I got a vest from Madewell with my name embroidered on it, so
That's
it's
great.
Like
so awesome.
You've also got something scrawled on your hand with pen.
This is like.
Just notes, just random notes while you're driving.
It's just like.
Is this your puppet? Your hand
this is
puppet?
Like, you're doing a great job.
Oh,
artist.
Look at this.
I'm
artist.
Reading it. It says, Nick is the worst.
Corinne. Okay.
Does his hair have a Twitter account yet?
Oh, my God.
Because the top of his
dude,
head.
Dude,
like,
and like his hipster. And his, like, his stupid hipster jogger pants. I can't. Yeah. Thank you, first of all. We're going to do a little mail grab bag. People have been emailing us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. And we got. I think what might be one of the sweetest emails we ever got. This is from Rachel Gert. The subject is a love note and a problem. Hey there. Ooh. I love watching The Bachelor, but I've become super addicted to your podcast. I almost enjoy it more than the show, you guys.
Christmas.
I get up at 4:15 a few days a week to drive to a town 45 minutes away from my house so I can coach a high school dance team.
Oh my God,
what?
We love you.
I want to be on that.
I want to be on team.
Will you come coach us on a podcast?
Arden and I are dancers when we are on the road.
Oh my God, we got it. We got to do that soon.
We do.
Then I drive right back home at that sleepy 8:30, 9:30 a.m. hour. I like to listen to the podcast on my drive home because all the laughing and shouting out names that you can't remember. True story. story keeps me from falling asleep at the wheel. I even listen to old episodes on days that I'm sleepy, but there isn't a new one. It keeps my eyes open and on the road. So in a way, you're doing the Lord's work. But I digress. Recently, I made a huge in Trump voice mistake.
Huge.
I made a huge mistake.
The biggest mistake you could possibly make.
Like 1.5 million mistake. On a snow day when my husband and I were stuck in the house drinking wine and working on a jigsaw puzzle all afternoon. Yes, adorable. We accept your rose. That sounds good.
Best day ever.
Oh my God, can you be a throuple with all of us? I suggested we listened to Will You Accept This Rose podcast. He, period, is, period, hooked.
Yay!
Period. He already watches The Bachelor with me religiously, but now wants to listen to your podcast with me. He doesn't want me to listen to it without him. What do I do? It was my special driving entertainment. We'll see if I have the willpower to wait for him. I didn't this week. Sad face. I mean, how sweet is that? That
so
is
sweet.
From Peace Out. Sweet. She said, I wish I was a celebrity so I could be a guest on Will You Accept This Rose podcast. Well, you are our celebrity today in the mail grab bag. That is yes. So sweet. Rachel Gert.
Good problem to have.
Good,
huh?
Program
good
to
life
have.
Problem.
Good yes. life problem.
What's that? Oh, the wall being built around Mexico. So I would say go ahead and listen to this yeah. podcast twice.
Yeah.
Lie
yeah.
to your husband.
Yeah, that's exactly lie. It. Lie to your husband. That's exactly
the
it.
The important
yeah.
part is lie to your husband.
Lie to your,
lie
husband.
To your husband.
Lie to your
husband.
We've learned one thing on this podcast yes. is that lie. You should lie to your
well,
husband.
What would
and
Nick
bangs.
Do?
Get bangs. Yes.
What would Nick do?
What would Nick do? He would lie to his husband.
He'd make oh, out with you. Yes. He would make out with you
in
the bouncy house. And then he'd lie.
Yes. Yes. Nick's husband is actually in a basement in Echo Park. and his dick is all up in these ladies' hairs every week.
You know what? I also want to give a shout out. People have been putting on our Facebook wall. Somebody put a music video that Corinne is in on our Facebook wall, which is incredible. Anna, you have that, right? People have been posting like photo shots from our music video. What is?
I forgot about that Us Weekly.
What is the music video? Yeah, Corinne is in a 2 Chainz video. Is that right?
Is that a for real thing, or they just edited that?
No,
together?
It's like a for real. She's like super high. Here comes Anna.
Okay, so yeah, I posted this on the Facebook wall. Okay. Corinne is in a Juicy J and 2 Chainz video, like a video girl, and there's screenshots. I'll pull them up.
Is like that before? A real band? You yeah. just spoke Russian.
Exactly. Yes,
there
I've never
are two
felt
rappers.
Older or whiter.
I literally was like, "Am I 56?"
You know, as when I filmed Overboard, I loved that.
Seriously, so I literally was like, "Did you?"
Some ow. Screenshots.
So,
her,
okay, oh so God. This was pre-Bachelor?
Yes.
Okay, we're looking at these shots now.
And, you know, there was a lot of valuable information in that in the Us Weekly.
Oh. Yeah, oh my God.
About Corinne.
Oh my God.
Did you guys read that?
Before no. we get to that, hold yeah, on one
sorry.
Second.
Sorry, I'm
she's
jumping ahead.
Hoe?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's like
she's such a natural
she's
hoe.
Like half asleep and like looks yeah, she's, drugged okay, out.
So we really appreciate you guys keep posting on the Facebook wall. We appreciate your coming. We like literally makes my week when I see. And we also, it really helps us in the iTunes and stuff when you like us. Here's some comments. We appreciate the comments. Here was a comment from last week by Ray and Jace. This is by far my favorite way to relive the best moments of The Bachelor, Bachelorette, and Paradise. Arden keeps you giggling the entire time and has the best guest to weigh in on this very important show. Grab a glass of Shard and hop on in.
Nice.
Thank you. We also have from Nobody, 1783. Amazing guest stars, hilarious commentary. Seriously, the best Bachelor podcast out there. Oh my God. So we really appreciate you guys listening. This has truly been the highlight of my life since I was in First Wives Club.
First Wives Club!
Oh my God, you guys, Diane Keaton is underneath the table. She'll be up in 20.
Okay. Thanks. So thanks for keep on reaching out. We love you guys.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Oh yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. Feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.